My name is Patrick Jaspers. I look after the Microsoft ecosystem in Europe, which means that anything that runs on a Windows operating system has my attention, and I work with partners. Flexera Software is the company that I represent here, and a lot of people wouldn't know Flexera Software. So maybe who knows Flexera Software? All right. One third of the room. So very short, the elevator pitch about Flexera Software is that we are a company based out of Itasca in the US. We are a global ISV. We have actually five technologies that we bring to market. And one of the main technology has been around since 1989. That's one of our first technologies. And you probably would know that, that's Install Shield. So Install Shield is from Flexera Software. Another product that we bring to market is Admin Studio, which you might know, which is to me the Swiss Army knife in packaging, which is a big product, but that's a de facto standard in the packaging world. That's something from Flexera Software. And we also bring solutions to market for software license optimization, so software asset management, and we bring solutions to market for ISVs that want to protect their intellectual property. So think about, you are a producer of software, you produce software, you need to package it, you need to do entitlement management, then we have technology to do that. So with our technologies, you can actually make sure that the people that are using your software also paid for it. So. And then of course, today we're gonna talk about security, which is the fifth technology that we have. CSI, Corporate Software Inspector, is actually part of SVM, which stands for Software Vulnerability Management. And that's what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to address the CSI part in that story. So I got a small agenda. Of course, today is a short presentation. It's only 20 minutes. Tomorrow we have another presentation where we're actually going to show product. So today I'm only going to tell you about it. Tomorrow we're gonna go dive deeper into the product itself and show you. And as you can understand, even tomorrow, when we have 50 minutes, I think that's a short time to really go in depth into a product that integrates with System Center, WSUS. So we also have a booth here. So if you have any questions afterwards, please come to our booth around the corner here. All right. So SVM, Software Vulnerability Management, that product suite, two products, CSI and VIM. So today we're going to talk about Corporate Software Inspector. We also have Vulnerability Intelligence Management. Two products came from an acquisition that Flexera did. That acquisition was Secunia. So Secunia is probably a name you do know because they've been very active in the Nordics, in the north of Europe. Secunia was a company, actually still is because the office is still there and the engineers are still there. But Secunia was a company from Denmark in Copenhagen. We acquired them last year and they're now part of the Flexera offering. So Secunia is now Flexera Software. What I will do today is talk about patch management and give you a perspective on patch management. And I've been to many events this year. I worked in the booth on many events. And the thing is, and also when I talk to customers, is that patch management, people think that they are secure. We do patch management. We have Microsoft Patch Tuesday, so we're done, basically. We are good to go. We are safe, and we have a safe operating system. The thing is, Microsoft only addresses what they produce, so they don't do any third party. And the concept of patching third party software, you would think that's an easy one, that's a given, but we don't see this as part of the policies in companies. We also don't see this as a standard in companies. And when we talk to companies and partners, this is something that is really not addressed in today's world. And why this is very important, I will tell you that in a minute. Actually, on patching, Microsoft actually announced today that they will do their security updates in two flavors. You either do it or you don't. You cannot choose anymore. This was announced this morning. So I don't know if you all are aware of this, but going forward, you have to basically roll out the whole update for your security patches. And when it comes to third party, as we call it, third party software, the things like Flash, Java, that's where we come in. And I hope I will tell you that story in the next 15 minutes. So we see something when we think about security, we always talk about the security vulnerability lifecycle. This has three sections in it, and I will go further into the assess. That's where the value of us come in, our engineers. But we identify three sections in this lifecycle. First is the assessment phase, where we actually, when we think about, and as an example, something like Flash. So how would you know there is a problem with Flash? Well, first you need to do an assessment. Is there actually a patch needed? Do I need to go somewhere? How critical is that patch? All those things is what you need to assess. So the assessment phase. And then, of course, you need to mitigate. You need to roll it out and actually install the patch and roll it out in your organization, see if everything is working again. And then the last bit is the verification stage. Is it actually installed? Is it actually patched? So this is what we see is the software vulnerability lifecycle. Now, where do we come in? In Denmark, we actually have a huge team, and that team, the only thing they do is they hunt for vulnerabilities. So all they do is go out on the internet. There is a crawler, a web crawler, that actually will go out and will search for vulnerabilities. We also have good relations with all the vendors in the world. So we have a relation with Oracle for Java. We have a relation with Adobe for their software. And we are informed immediately when there is a problem. So that's what our research department does. So they go out on the internet on a daily basis and find software vulnerabilities. So things that need to be patched, security threats. And what they then do is they take all that information and do an assessment. Because not everything is critical. You know, if you tell me my Java installation needs an update for a patch that was 7 years old and that only was usable when you have access to the machine itself, when you're sitting in front of it, that might not be very critical. But when there is a vulnerability that can be exploited remotely over the internet, then you actually want to know that very, very quickly. But that's what our research team does. They go through all these threats, they assess them, they actually then see how critical they are, and then they will create an advisory. And the advisory is actually a combination of what you need to be doing and also the patch. Now, again, Flash, if there would be a patch needed to update Flash, we would not write that update. That's what the vendor will do. They will write the update. What we will do, though, is take that update, that patch, take out all the, all the other bits and pieces that normally are installed, maybe like a toolbar things or commercial things that will maybe install banner. So we will take all those things, and the only thing you will get from us is the patch itself. We will make sure the patch is installed, we make sure the patch works, and we verify it. And then that advisory will tell you, this is the patch you need, this is what you need to be doing. Now, what else do we do? If you think about our database along the years that we have built by all these advisories, that database currently holds 20,000 items from about 2,500 vendors. Now think about it, that's a lot of information. And how would you know that your software is in part of that database, or the software that you've installed actually has a threat in it? That's the other part. We actually can take your catalog of applications and compare that to our database. And from there on, you will get a list of things that you need to be doing in your environment. So that's what we do. On a daily basis, our engineers will go out, identify the threats, assess the threats, and then create the advisory, put it in our database, So going forward, you either be alerted or you can look in your console. We have a web console and you can see on a daily basis what's wrong. Now, and this is something that I'm, you know, I'm fairly new to Flexera software. And so when I looked at this, I said, okay, how good are we? How good is this? Because there's other other vendors as well in the world that address this. So how good are we? That was the first question that I asked, because if I want to talk to a customer, I want to make sure that I talk something that's value for them and usable. So the nearest competitor, if you think about the 20,000 items, so the nearest competitor that CSI has only comes to 30% of that database. So that's how much research we have done already, and that's how much we have put in as information for our customers. So that assessment phase that you see up there is actually taken very serious by us, and we put a lot of information in there. So that's the value, I think, the main value of us is that we actually have a research department that go out on a daily basis and actually will update you when it gets very, really critical. Now, to put that in the numbers, so how many vulnerabilities do we discover and assess on a yearly basis? This is a number from 2014. There were about 15,000 vulnerabilities identified. Actually, when something which is interesting when I look at that is that this is a five-year overview. So the line is going up for the past 5 years until 2014. And I don't know if you've seen some of the trends from Gartner for the past year. That line is going even steeper. So that means that the dark net, so the criminals, the network criminals, the internet criminals are ramping up their game and actually are getting more and more active. It gets easier to hack machines, it seems, because it's a big, big market. When I first looked at the PowerPoint slides when I started at Flexera Software, there was one thing that I didn't know this. This is a graph that actually shows you a zero-day exploit. And why is that interesting? Because as you can see here, this is the discovery of the zero-day, and then in the days after the identification of that zero-day exploit, the vendor will come out with a patch. So after a few days, the vendor will come out with a patch and will address the vulnerability. Now, that's interesting, but what is then this? Because that's in the 2 months after, the 3 months after, the 4 months after, you see actually that vulnerability is exploited by the hacker community. And they're very successful by exploiting that. So why is that? And I think that's the biggest reason I'm here today, is that patching is not done by companies. Customers just don't do it. They don't address this in an automated fashion, because that's what the real value is. If you automate this, we actually make sure that if there is a zero day and if there is a patch, we actually make sure that after a few days you are informed and we make sure that you roll out that patch. Because what we see is that in the months after, customers that are not using CSI and do this manually, that they actually see that the hacker community is very successful in exploiting this vulnerability. I didn't know this, and to me it was an eye-opener. I'm thinking, okay. Now, another thing that is interesting in terms of numbers is the on Patch Tuesday, so the Microsoft Patch Tuesday, you actually address all the vulnerabilities in Microsoft software. So Microsoft makes sure that you update and that you roll it out. But actually, when you think about it, there is 31% of what's installed on an average desktop is non-Microsoft software. But when you look at the vulnerabilities, more than 3/4 of vulnerabilities is actually in that small part that is installed on your desktop. And I think that tells a story. Now, about Corporate Software Inspector, and I've already gone through it. There's only more solutions, but I think we have a very in-depth solution, which is automated. We run our own database, which is updated on a daily basis. It's proprietary, so it's not an open database. And it's, as I said, things are added every day. There is also something, Personal Software Inspector is actually a free downloadable product which you can use on your own personal desktop at home. So it's the same database, but you can check your own desktop at home. And actually, if you think about BYOD, people bringing their own desktops or laptops to work, then this would be an idea to give it to them to make sure that they have a safe environment as well. Now, and another thing, and my last bit is that we're not only addressing the Windows platform. The Windows platform is the only platform that we can actually address with System Center. But we also look at the Apple and Red Hat Enterprise Linux. We also address that one. What else do I want to take up? And my last bit from today is, because customers will ask me, so do I need to start all over again and only use your product next to what I already have? No, you don't. If you have System Center, we actually have a plugin that integrates with System Center. This will make sure that you don't need, there's a one single pane of glass that you can use, and that you can, we integrate and we provide the information towards System Center. And it's the same is true for WSUS. So the update server, we actually make sure that the information of CSI is published in there as well. So you can use the same systems that you use today for patching your third party. And with that, I think I got 3 minutes left. Yeah, 2 minutes left for questions. Thank you very much.